You must be absolutely delighted, my friend.
Aye, over the moon, yeah. That's it. It was a great day, yeah.
He ran a really good race. You know when they called the stewards' inquiry, was you confident that places would get reversed with Min?
Well, I thought he had a very good shout, but you're never really confident until it's confirmed, really, now.
And Mark Walsh as well, rode in for the first time. I thought you gave him a great ride, didn't you?
Got him in a great. He got him in a great rhythm. He done exactly what we asked him to do, and it couldn't have worked out better.
And over the years, as well, Nick, you know, watching the horse in action, he would do a big race win, wasn't he?
Well, he's mixed it up at the top end of the table there for a good while now. Ran in a good few grade ones and ran with credit, so I suppose he did deserve one, yeah.
Champion chase again for him next year, do you think?
No, we've probably tried that. And in all honesty, he's probably just not quite good enough. I think he's a far better horse first half of the season. And we try and get him as good as Fettle as we can. Whereas, like, he's run against Duvan, Sprinter Sacra. Whereas first half of the season, they're basically getting them ready for the second half of the season, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, yeah, so what, but potentially could miss Cheltenham altogether?
Simply Ned won't run at Cheltenham this year, no.
No, definitely not. What would you see him at the Grand National Festival, maybe, in April?
Well, traditionally, he's been a better off the first half of the season, so we'll take it race by race with him. He'll probably go to... he might go back to Leopardstown in a conditions chase there on about the 3rd of February, I think. And then we'll take it from there.
So the plan to have a little bit of a break and then maybe go back to Ireland in February?
The 3rd of February, which, you know, he'll have an easy 10 days and then we'll steadily get him ready and we won't be far from... the 3rd of February, you know.
And is it great as well, Nicky, to win a grade one again? Because, you know, one of your stable stars, Monet's Garden, he won a few grade ones for you over the years, didn't he?
Yeah, lucky I've had one or two very good horses. And Monet's, of course, was the flag bearer. He won a few of them, but, you know, it's very hard to get a horse like that can contest grade one races, yeah.
And if we touch upon Guitar Pete as well, a winner of the Caspian Caviar Gold Cup a few weeks ago at Cheltenham, the race filled with huge sadness, we have to start with, you know, losing Starchitect like that. Obviously, huge commiserations to everybody connected with the horse, but for yourself, Guitar Pete ran a really good race for you and managed to win.
Yeah, like you touched on it there. Like nobody in the horse world wanted to see what we've seen to Mr. and Mrs. Rooney's horse. That was very sad, and it took a lot of the gloss off Guitar Pete's victory, you know. You know, but we've all been through that very sad part of this job. And, you know, it was on the flip side, it was still very good, great that my horse went and won it, you know. But, you know, still, it's always tinged with a bit of sadness when you win a race like that, you know.
No, I very much agree with you there. And going back to down to Cheltenham with the Guitar Pete as well, Nicky, I know I spoke to you in his run in the Bet Victor Gold Cup. Would you say because he got hampered early on, that kind of, you know, damaged his chance, really?
Well, that was end of race. That was just the end of the race, basically, for him. He had no chance from nearly getting brought down at the first fence, you know.
And where will we see Guitar Pete run next, Nicky? What's the plan for him?
We'll see what the weather does and see how he is. The plan is he'll probably go to Ascot in about three weeks' time or so, yeah.
So, Guitar Pete, hopefully we'll see him in Ascot.
That's it. That's the plan at the moment, yeah.
Absolutely. And Bay Wing, he almost won the Royal America the other day on Boxing Day.
Well, unfortunately, the race before, he went and fell at the first and got a fairly heavyish sort of fall. It took him a few fences the other day just to try and build up his confidence and everything, you know. But having said that, all the way up the straight, he was staying on very well, and his jumping was getting a bit better as the race went on. So hopefully we're back on track a bit with him now, yeah.
And the plan for him, Nicky, where will we see Bay Wing run next?
He might go to Newcastle. I'm not sure what date it is. And then if that goes well, he'll probably go for the Ida back at Newcastle on the 24th of February.
You know, you just mentioned to me before that you think you've got Bay Wing back on track. Is that a bit of relief for you to an extent? Because I was there at Weatherby when he won the Towton Novices. It was absolutely tremendous that day. He won by X amount of lengths, whatever it was, and he was the outsider of the field as well. The fact that you just said to me there, you know, you think you're getting him back on track, is that a bit of relief for you, for him? Because there's quite a lot of hype about this horse, in all fairness.
Well, I think when he won the Towton, probably a little bit of a suspicion the race fell apart a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the handicapper, I don't know if he's seen it just that way, because he put our lad up a good bit in the handicap.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably just been struggling a little bit. He hasn't had a lot of racing, and I've got to get him educated, so I've only had limited opportunities to do it in, you know. So he just wants a bit of racing, really. Yeah. But hopefully we're back on track and he'll win a nice race before the end of the season.